Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't seen you around the way.
Not around the way no more. You wanna find me? I'm right here.
And y'all remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks.
Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't gotta take it to the streets. All right, let's do it.
This is Unconcealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Smith and Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
This is Unconcealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
Out of the New Jersey and New York area, the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Diamond Day.
This is Unconcealed.
If you're the common denominator in relationships and work and all that, then maybe they ain't the problem. Maybe you are the problem.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Unconcealed.
We all have certain challenges that we face during adolescence, young adulthood, and by now, damn it, if you haven't gotten together, it's your own fault.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Look, come on now.
Right.
You know, you go through stuff you're going through. Yeah, man, people don't understand. Oh, people do understand. You keep putting yourself in the same situation. It's like a home.
No one's ready to deal with us.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Smith and Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Naz. And of course, the one and only lovely Miss Diamond D. What's good?
No, what's good with you running right in the door right before we start? Don't try to front like you and he got it all together. They heard you fumbling. I'm here. That's what you just did, but I'm glad that you made it. I was sitting here by myself wondering if you was going to make it into the show. So how are you? How was your week? What's going on? What's up?
Nah, I'm good, you know. I'm a fumbling bummer, but you know, I had to do some little business stuff. Can you hear me loud and clear? You know, mic check. Are we
Can
good?
Mic check. My mic sound nice, and so does yours.
I got to get that mic sound nice. I'm gonna have to download that. I'm gonna have to put that into the board. I mean, we're gonna have to do that.
No, because they might want us
what's
to pay
going
for
on?
It. I'll just keep saying it.
Right? Yeah, nah. No, you're right. Okay. No, you all right. You all right. How was your week so far?
So far, my week was great. Had a great business meeting yesterday. I'm excited about I'm just going to go ahead on and put it out
are
there because
sure?
it is what it is.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. So, and if you don't like it, too tough. Remember that, too tough. So,
oh my God.
I'm excited about the back. I'm going back to when your mama used to beat your butt. That's tough. It's tough. You ain't just tough. But I'm excited about the upcoming partnership between the Diamond D Show, Shadow World Radio.
It's official. Yes.
No, it's official. The Diamond D Show, Shadow World Radio, and Basement Life. Talk about a business venture. So I'm super excited about that. I thank you and the Basement Life family for just being willing to join forces. I just think something phenomenal is about to happen in 2020, and I'm excited for it. How was your week?
Oh, my week is productive. I mean, it's like, you know, we took the boys out camping. We had an awesome, fabulous time, you know, with the parents out there as well. It was cold, but you know what? The spirits were good. The motivation was there. You know, it's just good to see, you know, just people come together, you know, young and old just come together. And especially when it's coming from black kids, it means a lot. That's big to me. I mean, to come together, them to express themselves, kids from Irvington, Newark, East Orange, you know, those from our Jersey area, you know.
Okay.
But it was great. And this week, you know, again, like you said, you know, our, you know, myself, you, this, we got the Diamond D show coming back, of course, and we have, you know, the Basement Life Connection, and along with, you know, Shadow Worlds, and of course, Rebirth Radio. I mean, the network is getting big, and that's how it should be.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. And it's all love and positivity. And I just think that each entity brings a certain level of talent and different audiences that can all benefit from one another. So I'm definitely excited about that. And, yes, it is official. Diamond D Show will be returning in January.
Yes.
People have been asking for it, and I totally appreciate the continued support. It's been about 10 years for me now. I was looking back.
Has it?
And I'm like, wow, I don't even know what year we're in. So it's 09. Yeah, next year will be 10 years for me. So that's going to be July of next year will be 10 years.
Congratulations. That's a long time
Thank
to be
you.
Doing what you're doing. But like we both said, you know, there's a next level. I mean, you know, we're going to take the business to the next level. I'm sure you already started taking it to the next level. So I'm feeling pretty blessed, and I'm just honored to be along with the ride. I mean, to be a part of it, I feel special. So I'm feeling good. I feel all warm inside. I really do. Let me hold myself for a quick moment. Yeah.
The sentimental side. The sentimental side. So, yeah, no, I'm just really, you know, there's so much going on and so many things that I could complain about, but I have no business complaining when right now my biggest gripe is that she didn't do a good job on my gel polish this week. You know what I mean? So that is minor. I tried.
I tried
a new nail salon, and I get a gel pedicure, and she didn't do a very good job. And I was furious.
Oh.
You don't understand. I was about to go out there and see Miss Taekwondo, but then I remember she made no Taekwondo. So.
So you didn't do no throw punches, did you?
No throw punches because they got defense mechanisms. But no, all jokes aside, I was infuriated. Like, and then I put my life into perspective and was like, fool, if you don't calm down, because this is so minor compared to everything else that's going on in the world and that could be going on in your world. So you got a messed up big toe, put a sock on and some boots and go about your damn business. So again, I'm just blessed and you know, I'm blessed and excited about things that are going on in my life and, you know, personally and business-wise. It's super.
Okay. Somebody, you know, has got either the love bug going with the business. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. There you go getting in my business.
Business the last couple weeks, damn it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, those listening to the show, y'all know she's been in my business. It's time to return the damn favor. So
I've been in your business. I have.
Yeah,
you know what?
All up in there.
All up in it, but you only share. I'm trying to get you to share a little bit more so people can know you.
I am, but I'm a sucker for love.
I've been burned a few times, but I think finally, you know, what do they say, third time's a charm. I think that I have the right man now, and I can say man with such confidence because he handles his business. No, because sometimes you can't. You're like, yeah, I can't hear him, man, and you say it like that.
Man with confidence. We're not going to open that Pandora box on that one.
Right, we will, though. Wait till the Diamond D Show comes back. Oh, yeah, we're going in. I can't
serious?
Wait.
You're not going to do it, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, on the Diamond D Show, that's where we just put it all out there. You know, grown folks coming and telling it like a T.I. is. We're going to have great topics, and we're going to keep it real. Respectful. Always respectful. However, no holds barred. So you come over there, and you come on to the Diamond D Show, and you say exactly whatever you feel. And what happens on the Diamond D Show stays on the Diamond D Show. So don't, you know,
no,
go.
No, she didn't. Oh, yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Absolutely, she did. So, no, you know, I am. I'm going to. My life is an open book. I think that my story
is one worth sharing. You know, having been a mother since 14 years old and being semi-successful, you know, I'm going to say successful. I'm not even going to say semi. No, I'm not the richest person, but I beat the odds. I beat the odds. So the fact that I beat the odds is tremendous to me, and I'm pretty proud about it.
You should. You should very well be proud of it. Very, very well proud of it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, is this a Hallmark episode? Are we doing that?
It's another Hallmark. Yes, it is. It is absolutely
Hallmark. Oh, God, once again, the damn couch. Listen, I just want to make sure we give our shout-outs a big salute, and, of course, to our rebroadcast sister station, Rebirth Radio, that, you know, carries us. And there's some big things coming on as well, so salute to them. And our followers, you know, we have a lot of followers in Louisiana and Texas, so we didn't forget about you guys. Oh, salute to Alabama. Got an inbox. They love you, love the show, love the chemistry. They love what we're doing. So shout out. And also, can't forget about the ATL. Somebody's like, yo, you never give us love, but you know, we listen. I'm like, got you. We got you. ATL, we got to show love. I got my peoples down there. Can't forget about North Carolina. Oh, yeah, my Virginia heads. Can't forget about Virginia heads. This week, I was getting a lot of inbox stuff. A lot of inbox.
Was it good
stuff?
Was it good stuff?
It was good. You know, we're so far so good. You know, one of my people's in Atlanta. He was like, you know, keep it 100, nigga. You know, keep it real. You know, you mess up, you fuck up. I'm calling. I'm like, okay, all right.
Well, all right. I want you to mess up. I want him to call in just because he's feeling froggy. So I want him to jump on the
chat line. He said he can't call in when he's working. I mean, whatever job he does.
Okay. But you know what?
I'm not saying nothing.
Even if he can't call in, I appreciate the listeners. And hold on, I'm getting a text message. It might be. Okay, so one of the sisters, from Four Women by Women is going to be a little bit late, but we will, you know, once they're ready to tune.
You ain't let the cat out of the bag already.
I'm sorry. Y'all know, so here's the thing. Here's the difference between Diamond D and Mr. Naz. He is so regimented. I think we're a perfect balance and we're working on each other. I'm so unregimented. I'm so transparent and I'm a complete open book. And I'm just like, yeah, this is, he's like, we have a program, you know, you don't need to put all of your business out there. And I'm trying to encourage him to lighten up a little bit. It's okay. So we're getting there. We're balancing.
You said we got to tighten up and I'm on it. I'm with you. I'm on
not
it.
Not too tight. I want to breathe. I want to breathe, though. Don't pull the belt too tight, you know.
Speaking of too tight belts,
I've lost 5 pounds. I'm on my grind. I've lost five pounds. Only 12 more to go, and people may be like, oh, 12 pounds, Lizzie. No, 12 pounds is tough. It comes on so much easier than it goes off. So I'm pretty proud about my – it's been like a week and a half that I've really been refocused. I'm always focused on my health, but in order to not gain and to lose weight, I have to be especially regimented. So I've been as tight on my diet and workout regimen as you are on this show. That's pretty damn tight.
Well, I am proud of you, but I will say you have motivated me as well. And when we talked about it a while ago as far as sharing journeys and what we do, respectfully exercising and stuff. I got my weight up. It's all good, but I was able to drop 10 pounds in about 2 weeks. So I was pretty proud of myself on that one.
I feel like you're showing off, but I'm still proud of you.
No, you know what? Because once you have the, you know, I just put myself back in athlete mode, so. You know, mm-hmm. I'm down to my 236. I'm good. I'm happy. You know, I was partying 235. Yeah. So
wow.
246. So I'm down to 235. So, you know, so I'm not gonna get too smarter than that.
You don't look. I'm not good with looking at people and seeing, you know,
yeah.
And estimating weight, but definitely would not have thought on that weight. It's mostly muscles, ladies. Y'all got to see them. We got some videos. I think, will they get to see you more?
You know what? It's on Shadow Worlds. I put it on Shadow Worlds. The video of you know, Mr. on the Mellow Mondays is now officially on Shadow Worlds. You'll see a lot of that. You will see a lot of that. But I think we got some news coming in. Let me just make sure and double check this line. Let me see. Let me see what we got here. Oh, we do have callers. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I usually screen the callers behind the scene, but you know what? I think I'm just going to bring them on one at a time. So let me just get them all in queue for you.
Okay.
Get all the lovely ladies in queue. So without being said, we're going to introduce the lovely ladies, the one and only for women by women, for WBW. Ladies, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So I hear Thelma, also known as DJ T. Ramsey, but we're going to use Thelma because Mr. Nance has not been privy.
No, damn it. I'm family now. I am family. No, we'll talk.
Not yet.
Thelma,
she doesn't know. I didn't send the recap yet, so she doesn't know that you are officially family.
I'm going to come to her employment. I'm like, you're going to let me
absolutely
in the damn family.
he is actually in the family, but I do have to update Thelma on the progress of the meeting last night. Thelma, it was very successful with Ms. Sinaz and the Basement Life family. It was tremendous, so I will definitely update you. I'm hoping that DJ Shonda T is on the line.
I am.
Hey.
Oh.
And also... She's using her sexy voice. She's like, I am.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute.
No wonder she be up late at night on the phone. I wouldn't hang up either. Like, I am. And I'm hoping that Paula Jernigan is here as well.
Yes, she is.
Hey, Paula. And Reverend Kia Boyd will be joining. She's going to be a little bit late, though. So she was texting me. She will be hopping on. So once again, I thanked my sisters about a gazillion times, and they know that they've got a gazillion more thank yous coming from me. But I just want to publicly thank each of you for joining me on the For Women, By Women movement. And also for joining the show. But before we get started with our introductions, and I'm just going to let you introduce yourself, I want to tell everybody what For Women, By Women, who we are, and what our mission and our goals are. So For Women, By Women, we are an limited LLC organization, and we intend to provide a forum for women of color, provide a forum that gives women of color the opportunity to establish mutually beneficial relationships with other business women and potential clients via social engagement and media platforms. So that means that we will have a website, we will have an Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook profile, but we're also going to do things in person so that we can, you know, engage and support one another. And we aim to progressively motivate our sisters through advancement in entrepreneurship and economics, investment in young women of color by promoting their leadership, engagement of women in civic participation and leadership. So we will be out in the community and focus. This is very important. It's the last, but it's definitely not least. Focused efforts to end gender-based violence and promote the healing of survivors of domestic violence. So that is For Women, By Women. And again, I thank you ladies for partnering with me. So Mr. Naz, are you still there? Because I know you're going to really try to take a back seat. But part of tonight's show, after we do the introductions, is to talk about the importance of lifting women up. And a lot of organizations are doing it through spiritual and social engagement. And while that is part of our premise, we want to lift women up, but do it from a more of a business aspect and, again, social engagement. So I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to start with Thelma Ramsey. And Thelma, again, I thank you. You actually... When I was thinking of it, I'm like, wow, Thelma's in engaged in so many positive things through the community and through her sororities. Let me hit her up and tell her what my idea is and hope that she'll give me some advice. And you turned around and was like, all right, let's do this. And I heard the word yes, and I was like, yes. So really without me even asking, you know, that word let's let me know that you were down to work with me. And I look at you, I always call you my big bougie sister, pinkies out. that's my big bougie sister right there. But I look up to you, and I thank you. But if you can tell the audience, again, who you are, a little bit about yourself, and why you agreed to partner with me, and you know what you would like to see for our organization.
Well, name is Thelma Ramsey. Grew up in East Orange, New Jersey, my whole life.
Hold on one second, please, Nas.
Something
must be taken. There's a lot of that.
No, I'm here. I'm here. No, actually, I think it's somebody else's phone.
I'm driving, so it might be that. I don't know. All right, that's fine. As long as you're here, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't our executive producer. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm coming from work. So I grew up in East Orange, but grew up in a family that always was about giving back. Both of my parents are educators, and both of them always gave back to their community. We always had kids at our house eating, so that's kind of how I was raised. So it's a natural thing for me to want to help others and do things for others. And when you came to me with the idea about doing it for women, I don't think we support each other enough. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a natural buy-in for me. And then also being an entertainer, you know, through the DJ music and things like that. In most of entertainment, it's very male-dominated. And
right.
You only get to advance if a man gives you his blessing or anoints you or kiss the ring or whatever. And, you know, and although that's great and we do love the support of the men, I think we have to do more with supporting each other. So when you came to me with the idea, it was just a natural thing for me to say, okay, let's do it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. So then I'm going to then talk. I'm going to go over first to DJ Shonda T. So in thinking about it, my initial thought was, hey, we're going to do this event and we're going to need some entertainment. And while Thelma is a DJ, she's going to be busy doing something else, and I want to see if Shonda would DJ for us. And when right. I hit her up, she was like, I'm on board, let's do this. And again, there was that less word. And I was just like, oh, okay, this is cool. So I got all excited, and I'm like, all right. So thinking the whole idea was for women, F-O-U-R, by women. And I wanted to play on the four. I don't know. It was just so now I feel like the four women are Thelma, DJ Shonda T, Paula, and Reverend Boyd. But Shonda, when I came to you, again, same thing, tell everybody a little bit about who you are. I know you're not much of a talker, but
right.
Using that beautiful voice that you had in the beginning of the show, and why you use the word let's, and I can't thank you enough because I was totally shocked. I know how you're a little more reserved, and I was like, Shonda will DJ for me, but I don't know if she's going to want to do this on a regular basis, and you're like, bet, let's do this. So what was your what prompted you to want to be a part of this mission?
Well, first off, I'm Shonda Trent from Irvington, New Jersey. First day you ran it past me a couple weeks prior to the whole concept. Right, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, well, you know, I'll do it. But like Thelma, you know, I'm a giver by nature, so I don't mind donating my time and energy and knowledge to anything that's going to help propel anybody, be it women, young ladies, young girls, you know. That's just what I do. So I'm a giver. I don't mind lending my time or anything. You know, I'm just on board. I'm so excited.
I appreciate it. And again, you are a giver. I mean, I know Thelma is a giver, but my goodness, sometimes I text Shonda and I'm like,
Shonda,
stop giving. I'm like, stop giving. So I Seth, I appreciate you so much. And then going around the room, my sister Paula Jernigan, I originally was like, okay, so I've got the entertainment cover. I've got Selma from the educational realm. I need a politician. And that was playing in my head, and I'm looking at the people in the politics that I know, and I was like, she aight, but nah, she aight. And I went to sleep. I'm like, I don't know about this politician thing. And in the middle of the night, and if you know me, I will text you super early in the morning because my thoughts come to me at night. Everybody knows, like, mute your phone if D's got your number because you're going to get a text at 5 o'clock. And overnight, I was like, God spoke to me and was like, fool, you looking for a politician and you have a sister that is – big in the community, always giving back, all about charity. And this organization is about charity. So call your sister, and I did. And I told him, like, listen, I've already started this, and I've got this person on board, and, you know, gave her that whole spiel. And Paula was like, all right, let's do this. But what's your mission statement? Because I need that when I go out to get donations. I was like, well, okay. So, Paula, if you would do the same thing, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and, you know, why you agreed to join For Women by Women.
Okay, I'm Paula, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, and I'm a natural born nurturer, so I'm always willing to do anything to help, to give back. As Dee said, I'm also always involved in charitable events, so I'm always doing something for the schools. I'm a very huge kid advocate. For instance, I've coached a chapter in the New Jersey Orators, which is a public speaking organization that teaches our children from the age of 7 to 18 to learn to publicly speak so that they can go out there and represent themselves in a positive light. You know, because one of the things that has always irked me, because I have a daughter myself, and whenever she speaks to people, they go, oh, she's so well-spoken and stuff, and that literally makes me just want to sucker punch somebody. And I'm like, how is she supposed to speak?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do you think, because she's my little chocolate child, she can't speak like a, you know, some of these other kids there? So that was very annoying to me. So I became a huge kid advocate for anything to support the kids. For instance, you know, a lot of these kids are just out here by themselves. They have young parents. These parents don't know how to be parents because they're kids themselves. And they're just looking for somebody to talk to vent to,
right,
or whatever the case may be. So I'm that sounding board for a lot of different things. Also, the other thing that drove me to it is I have a huge picture in my head about this. The way Dee presented it to me, we were closing a circle. We have a lot of women empowerment groups. We have a lot of sister circles, a lot of sister groups. But they always stop at...
Who has... I need whoever has the music on, if you can mute your line, please.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So whoever... the way you represented it to me, it was closing that circle that's not close with all the rest of the sister groups and stuff, because we were making it go into the total circle and closing it and bringing the ambitions of these women to fruition. You know, becoming encouraging them to be entrepreneurs, encouraging people to spin at their businesses, getting them out there, getting them known, advertising them. And a lot of the sister groups don't do that, as you said before. They're social, spiritual, or, you know, they just concentrate on one thing. But the way you presented to me, we were closing the circle. And an even bigger idea I had, because the way you explained it to me like that, I immediately thought of Black Wall Street, which will be a history lesson for a lot of people. So the way we're closing that circle, we're kind of almost taking it back to that, which is something we desperately need.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that was the big attraction for me.
And again, I thank you so much. And I think Reverend Boyd is on the line.
Hold on.
Yes, let's just see if we can get her online. Yes, I talked to her behind the scenes. She's handling some business, so she's going to jump in. Soon we hear a cue, she'll hear the cue, and she'll jump right on it. So we should have Reverend
Boyd
on.
Good evening, everybody. Was that my cue?
That was your cue, Reverend Boyd.
I'm so excited. I'm here. I'm in the house, everybody.
Yes.
for having me. I'm so excited.
So we are glad that you could make it. You know, Naz has been putting his knee in my neck. When are the ladies coming? I'm like, we are busy. He's like, well, you need to be, you know. So I thank you all for taking some time out of your life to partner with me with this, and then out of your evening to join the show. So Kia Boyd, Reverend Boyd, is another sister of mine. We're all sisters. And same thing, I'm thinking. So now with Kia, there was no question. I'm like, I need somebody to pray over this, and I need somebody to lead us in prayer and be our spiritual leader. And there is nobody else, because what I love about my sister is I can go to her and cuss somebody all the way out, and she gonna listen, probably cuss a little bit too, not like me, but then come on, we gonna pray on it. And when I presented it to her again, she said, let's. Each of these ladies said, let's do this. And then they challenged me, you know, with, okay, these are your next steps. So where Paula challenged me with the mission statement, and Shonda challenged me with, like, okay, now what you need me to do? You already told me about this. Shonda's not about that talk. She's about let's do it. And Thelma's like, okay, so we're incorporated. And, you know, so Kia is also an event planner. And so she's like, all right, so did you do this? You got the place where we, all right, you got the invitations. I'm sitting here like, slow down, damn it, all of you just slow down. But I need it. This is the team that I need to keep me going, because I will become, I'll shy away from things if they seem a little bit overwhelming. But Kia, if you could let everybody know who you are, give a little bit of your bio and why you decided to help your sister out in this organization.
Well, again, I am just excited to be in the number, and I'm excited that Denise has finally stepped out into a place of the unknown, doing something that she's wanted to do for so long. So I'm just excited for her individually. But then I was excited that she called all of us together. So my name is Reverend Kia Boyd. I am an ordained minister, and I take this role so sensitive, because you're not just asking for a prayer, a one-time shot. We're seeking the Lord to be with us throughout this journey, and for us to trust in him that the places that he's about to take us, that we'll be equipped and ready to go in and do exactly what he wants us to do. And so I'm excited because it allows me to be a testimony and a witness of this God that I say that I serve and I believe in. And so when we touch the lives of so many women, we're not just touching the business aspect, but we're also touching their lives. So for us to come together and say, this is what we want to do, but then, like Paula said, we have women who are suffering that don't know how to parent. You know, they have all these other things going on in their lives. Then they look at me and they can see that I understand hurt, I understand pain and rejection and all those other things, but yet and still, I made it.
That's
so
right.
For me, I am just excited to be able to let somebody know that despite what life throws at you, despite what's going on, that life still goes on, if that makes sense. And
it
to
does.
Let them know, be a, an encouragement to them, and let them know that there is a higher power. If you trust and believe, that he's going to work some things out. So I'm just excited to be able to support and encourage and be there for my sisters as we go on this journey. And when I thought about this, one of the things that I thought about for us was my favorite scripture that says that ears have not seen and eyes have not heard all that the Lord is going to do for us and through us. So I'm excited with that. And then you couple that just to know that the Lord has some, it's not by accident, let me say it like that. It's not by accident that he placed each and every one of us on the heart of Diamond D, that we all serve a purpose. And isn't it so wonderful when women can come together and work together in harmony and in unity, and I'm excited about that.
Yes,
Yes, that deserves a definite round of applause. And, again, I can't thank you all enough. And I share my story a lot, but I'm hoping through our mission and our goals to, again, just to touch women, again, just to bring it full circle, because it is nice to be social, and I've been social enough. I feel like I need to use this Diamond D platform for a greater good. It's great to have fun. It's great to bring energy and life to the party. But Kia said to me earlier this year, when are you going to stop putting so much energy? These probably weren't her exact words, but it was, when are you going to stop putting so much energy into everyone else's brand and focus on your own? And that, I just listened. I don't even think I responded, and it just sat with me. And over the years, I have been praying and asking God, what is it that you would have me to do? And that was a daily prayer. And then when I first started really losing weight a couple of years ago, 2016, I was like, oh, all right, God, you're going to have me talk about weight loss. And he was like, yeah, you are. You're going to lose 180 pounds by first me removing this man out of your life, you know, and surviving that trial. So I've got a testimony that I want to share, but I want to share it in a way not just to entertain someone, but to encourage someone. Starting way back when, like I said, I've overcome so many obstacles. I was a mother at 14 years old, and, you know, my daughter is doing well. She has a grandbaby that everybody knows how much I adore, and I feel like I've beat the odds. And to be able to, and I know a lot of people, and I've got a lot of friends, and I appreciate and love anybody that I consider a friend. But these women right here that are with me weren't chosen by me. This was destined by God, because, like I said, I've been praying on it. And if they weren't chosen by God, there would have been a reluctancy. There wouldn't have been a let's do this with every one of them when I called upon you. So, again, I thank you so much. I look forward to, you know, in my mind, I feel like we're going to be bigger than Sister Circle of Sisters. That's just where I'm seeing this. I'm like, okay, I feel like that's where we're going. No small dreams. This is not a one-time, oh, we're going to have a brunch, and that's it. I feel like this is a greater mission. And speaking of the brunch, we will have our first event on March 14th. We will be publicizing and inviting and sending save the dates, but that's going to be on March 14th. It's going to be a brunch. Costs will be minimal. There will be a cost, but all proceeds, again, we're not for profit. All proceeds will go towards a charitable organization. And if Kia, could you let us know about the first organization that we're going to partner with and make a donation to?
The first one is, I don't have the full information because they're still working on it, but it is going to launch in January. I'm affiliated with a group called Women of Divine Destiny. We do a yearly conference, and this next year will be in Jamaica. The hotel that we are staying with, they have adopted a school in Jamaica, and so they supply school supplies to the students. So our organization is going to also donate the school supplies. The cost will be $36, I believe, and that will provide a bag of school supplies to the students. Again, all of the information hasn't come out. As soon as it does, we'll have more information. But if you would just gear your coins now in a little jar right now and just start adding to it, so that when we come, you'll be ready to help us support the boys and girls in Jamaica for their school supplies.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you. And we will be opening up our Facebook page on next week as a little Black Friday gift. So while you're out shopping, or you're actually home online shopping, because that's what most people are going to do, we will definitely have, you know, our page available for you to come, and we're going to start the social networking that way. And ladies, Selma's driving. Kia's got something going on at home. I know that we all have very busy lives. If there's anything that you'd like to offer before we let you go, anything that I forgot, anything that you want to announce, here's your opportunity. I'll just go back around the room again. Thelma, is there anything that you'd like to share, any events that you have coming up with any of your sororities or your other charitable organizations? Or, heck, you're a DJ. Any parties, anything that you'd like to help the people with?
There's a whole bunch going on Thanksgiving weekend with the East Orange Alumni Association. There's a Hall of Fame program at East Orange Campus High School. But then you guys are also helping me out, you and Shonda, doing an event for women. That's a Women Empowerment T-shirt and Tool event. That's Sunday.
Yes.
November 24th at the Park 440 Golf Club. So I got a lot going on. I'm not going to take up time and say anything here, but anything you guys can do just to support, even if it's just spiritual support, that's always great.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Selma. We're going to let you get back on the road. We do not want you getting a ticket on this on behalf of us. But please be safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I got to
thank you, thank you,
on
Selma.
The success of the meeting.
You're welcome.
Yesterday. Thanks so
all
much,
right.
T. Ramsey.
Bye, everyone.
So,
good night, T.
Good night. DJ Shonda T, again, I thank you. I appreciate you. Is there anything that you have going on that you got so much going on? You're booked from, like, now until forever. But is there
till next November,
anything?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's awesome, and I congratulate you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, most of my events are private up until January 25th. I'm doing the thing with Wally B.
Okay.
The second annual White and Pink Affair. So, yeah.
Awesome. And that will be – that's on your page. So your page is pretty much public. So
yeah.
DJ Shonda T, all of her events are there. She is really taking off in this DJ world. She's been doing it for so long. It's funny how life works, right? Everybody thinks you're an overnight sensation, and you've been doing this thing for a long time. And, again,
yeah.
I thank you for your partnership. I will see you this is actually on Sunday with the Tool T-shirts and Tool, the Women Empowerment program that we're doing. This is our first time working together outside of, this is really our first time really working together. So I'm looking forward to that on Sunday. But I'll definitely see you before that. But, again, I appreciate you so much. And I'm just thank you for partnering with For Women by Women.
Thank you for asking me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Shonda.
DJ.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't have a lot of events like everyone else, but my events are supporting my sister's events, so that's what I'll be doing, supporting whichever events I can. My biggest event is my college student, who I'm trying to get situated in her new, her next chapter of her life. So that's my big thing right now. But like I said, whatever events I can support outside of that, I am supporting.
And also with Paula and her college student, Paula's daughter is my goddaughter, and she is in her second year at Howard University, and on her first year, she made the dean's list. So I just want to big her up, one of our future leaders. So she's
don't stop at dad. She's still on the dean's list.
Made the dean's list, and she's still on it. Sorry, let me clarify. Mm-hmm. She didn't make it just the first year. She's consistently made the dean's list since starting college. How's that? Is that better? I'm sorry. And she works hard, and again, she is one of our future leaders, and being a young woman, she's very mature, very smart, and I think that she will be able to help us attract other young women to our organization.
She definitely will. And in saying that, I did remember one thing. There's one project that I'm helping them with, her high school alumni. They're trying to start a college mentoring program in the city of Linden because they did a college night last year, and they found out a lot of these kids that, some of the parents don't know about college. They haven't been to college. They don't know what it takes. They don't know what's out there and available. They were able to give these kids a lot of information that they had no clue about. So now they're trying to start a mentoring program throughout the whole city, starting in the middle school, not even just with the high school, starting with the middle school. So I'm working with them to get that up and running right now.
Awesome. And, you know, that gives them a head start, right? So oftentimes we wait too late to start to introduce college to them, to the students, and let them know this is how you apply. This is, you know, and you don't have to pick a major. I think that's another thing we put upon our children, that they make them think that you have to know what you want to be and declare a major when you go in. And, you know, it's overwhelming, and it can sometimes shy them away. So that's an awesome program that they have there in Linden. And again, once that page is up, these are all of the types of events that we will be sharing on the For Women by Women social networking pages. And last but not least, Reverend Boy, is there anything that you'd like to share, any parting words before we let you get back to taking care of home?
Again, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part, and again, just to be there to assist and help and support each and every one of you and your ventures. I'm excited because I've just been told that I will be assisting with a girls' club at the school that I teach at, and that is going to range from 6th grade to 12th grade. So I'm looking forward to bringing the ladies from For Women by Women over to just help and empower into these young women. And yes, Paula, a lot of the people don't know about college, the process, and all those things. So even over in Plainfield, we're working early now to get people to understand about college, what it takes, that even grades now are important for the high school that you choose and all those things. It matters. Mm-hmm. And then if you think that college is not what you want to do, okay, now let's explore what you want to do so that we'll have a track for you as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's important. So I attend Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Newark. Well, Vincent and Rouse is my pastor. So if you are in that area and you do not have a church home, or you just want to come and visit, come by Pleasant Grove, 198 Chatwick Avenue. We would love to see you there. We have two services, although this service, we have one at 10 a.m. Again, thank you so much to my dear sister, and I pray the blessing of the Lord over us all as we take hold to this vision that He's placed on your heart, and we'll run with it. And people's lives will be touched and saved and changed by it all.
Amen. And again, I'm grateful, and I thank you all. And I know we're all busy. It's a Wednesday night. We're doing things with the family. So thank you for tuning in. And I will be sharing the link tomorrow so that we can continue to share it so that people who were not able to tune in tonight can definitely hear the interview or the chat and know what we're about. And again, I cannot express my gratitude enough and looking forward to greater things so much. Thank you all.
You're welcome, Dick.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
You're welcome.
All right.
All righty. Okay, bye-bye.
Awesome.
Bye.
Awesome. Ooh.
That was the quietest you ever been since we met. What are you over there doing, taking notes, scribble, scrabbling?
I'm doing my damn job, working the board.
Oh.
You know, but
yeah.
it was a great interview. Again, words can't express the gratitude in this organization that has come together for women by women. It's a much needed resource platform that we need in our community, and I'm looking for big things for it. And fellas, you know, for my men that's listening, those who's also chiming in, we got to support our women, man, because you know what?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and it doesn't matter what year, what decade, it doesn't matter. If you get a good woman support, your business will thrive. Let me say that again. Your business will thrive because women, for whatever reasons, they're the top supporters of positive things and some negative things, but it's all good. But, you know, we have to uplift our women, and just listening to the ladies, and then I believe it was Paula who chimed in on the Black Wall Street. You know, she's in my head. She's in my head. See, because honestly, I have a vision about the things that I do and network from people. And sometimes it's hard when you're dealing with millennials and millennials, and you deal with just some of the selfishness. But yet there's a lot of people on the same wave pattern, you know, just brain pattern. Right. A lot of people thinking the same things. And if we respective communities and businesses and networks, if we can all network together, put our resources together, we can really have a big, overall, strong community. And I'm going to say it, black community. You know, I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to marginalize us because we live in a society where we're told to put our head down or he's over-aggressive or the black woman's aggressive because she's succeeding. No, we're just a product of what happened to us, and it's time now for us to stop making excuses, stop blaming the other man, stop blaming the white man, stop blaming other people for our failures. If someone's falling, let's try to uplift them, and let's also hold each other accountable, because if we don't hold each other accountable, how can we also have a better world? So, I mean, again, I salute this initiative, I salute the organization, and us here at Shadow Worlds, along with Rebirth Radio, and, of course, Basement Life, we support. And we will support everything that you want to know about For Women by Women will also be on the Shadow World site. You have it from me personally. I'm the CEO of it. It will be – everything will correspond. So if you don't get it there, you get it everywhere. So, once again, for those who's tuning in, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. We had a phenomenal interview with the four beautiful, strong, professional women, you know, for women by women, and of course, led by our one and only Miss Lovely, Miss Diamond D. So we want to thank you.
Thank you.
To our women.
Yeah. Big salute. And we need the support of not just other women. We need the real support of the men. You know, we are, like we talked about, women are lifting each other up more than ever, you know, spiritually, emotionally, and things like that. But we want to get into the economics of it. We want to get into the leadership of it. You know, we want to get into the communities, you know, giving back, and, of course, addressing the domestic violence. So it's nice to be able to get together and have a good time and lift each other up that way. But we want to make a hardcore impact. You know, you have with For Women by Women the diversity. You know, you got everybody from Reverend Boyd, who is going to make sure that we stay prayed up, to just go all the way around, to Paula, who was like, yo, I want to choke them all four out, you know, like, because she's passionate about what she does, you know. I hadn't even thought about Black Wall Street, you know. I know, you know, the orators and preparing our young women to be able to speak and not be shy.
We are going to have a show on that alone. I am so into that history of the Black Wall Street. Just so much stuff. And there's a movie coming out. There is a movie coming out focused around the Black Wall Street. But we can talk about that later. However, staying in lace of time, I'm going to go to commercial, and I want to come back to what you're about to say. So let's drop this commercial real quick. Alrighty. And I need you to come back in what you were just about to tell me, and we'll take it from there.
You're listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Nass and Diamond D.
Yes, yes, we're back. Once again, for those who's tuning in, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show, yours truly, Mr. Nass, and the one and only Ms. Lovely, Diamond D. We are back in the building. Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
So
now, what were you about
again,
to
do? I was going to talk about reasons why uplifting women benefits everybody. So I want to read something, and then I want to get into the reasons, because a lot of people think, well, that don't have nothing to do with me. A lot of men may feel, well, what do I care about uplifting women? So they're uplifting your woman
is going to also benefit you. A woman that feels empowered, a woman that feels like she has the support of her man is actually going to be a better woman for you. But I wanted to read this excerpt right here that says, women are the backbone of the family and the bedrock of the nation. They bring... Okay, women are the backbone of the family and the bedrock of a nation. They bring life into the world. They sense the cries of an infant. Their instincts are to care for the old, sick, and those in need. Our mothers, sisters, and daughters share a core value of caring for others. We need more women leaders. Okay?
Yes, we do.
And that's our goal. And men, we talk about the alpha woman a lot. I don't want you to be intimidated by this woman's movement. And like it or not, agree with me or not, a lot of men are intimidated by the successful woman. They're intimidated by the movement, because the uplifting of women of each other is a movement right now. There's so many organizations that are uplifting. Again, we're doing Sunday an event. I'm at the East Orange Golf Course that I'm hosting with some of the sisters of the city of East Orange, obviously. Shonda T will be your DJ. The information is on my page. But it's a woman's uplifting organization where we're going to
get
together.
You
got to
give me that information. I don't have
the details. It's not my event. I am hired help. However, the event is on my page. So if you go to Diamond D, or it's not on the Diamond D show page, but I will put it there. And one thing, anything that I'm a part of, I'm going to share it. I'm wearing a lot of hats right now. I'm just going to put it that way. I'm excited to partner with this team. The information is on my page, Diamond D. My page is public. But women will enrich the economy. Okay, that's one reason why it is important to lift us up. So, and I'm just going to summarize some of this, right? So women become powerful leaders. Women like to do what? We make money, we like to spend money. We prefer that we spend it wisely, but we like to spend money. We will enrich the economy, even through investments, right? We can enrich the economy. So it says, of the top 100 grossing family films in 2017, those with female leads averaged $148 million, 38% more than those with male leads. In short, women are going out to watch movies. This is just one example where we like to see other women. We support women. So if there's, you know, we're putting back into the economy. So if we're making money, we are definitely putting it back into the economy. I'll use a good example between me and my boo. I put back into the economy. He puts into his pocket. He will wear the same beat-up sneakers forever.
Wait a
minute. You know, he
threw him under the bus. Damn.
He knows it.
Damn,
he knows
you
it.
Threw him under the bus. Come on.
Yeah,
you don't do that. Oh.
No. He will wear those same sneakers forever. And my father was the same way. And it's not that I don't save, right? Because I'm very... frugal is cheap, so I'm not cheap, but I'm balanced. I like to spend money. I'm not trying to take it all with me because I can't, but we do put back into the economy more than men. It's just the fact, like it or not, women spend more money. We enrich the economy. Okay, so if you got that woman who's making that money and she has a certain amount of disposable income, she's going to put back into the economy. And women that are lifted up by their men, they become better mothers. That's a fact. They become better mothers. When you lift up your baby mama, you're not arguing with her. You're not frustrating her because you haven't paid a bill or you're out cheating or being disrespectful. She becomes a better mother because she's at peace. Now she can nurture her children. She'll now focus on you and your nonsense or what you're not doing or the wrong things that you're doing. She becomes a better mother because she can be at peace and focus on her kids. Some people listening may say she should be able to focus on her kids regardless, and this is true. However,
It's that, you know, it's the hierarchy of life. If my emotional state is not stable, how can I nurture somebody else? Feel free to chime in, Mr. Naz. This is not the bank.
No. This is a passion. I'm being educated. No doubt. I mean, you know, sometimes they say you have to sit back and just listen. Just listen.
Okay.
And I just listen, you know, and I have learned, you know, growing up in the household, basically dominated by women, you know, sometimes you just gotta listen, you know. What did my mom used to yell at my father about or yell at me about? You hear me, but you're not listening.
Mm.
And I used that. It became my saving grace in many relationships. You know, and I had to, and so it's amazing when you just take the time to listen to the words and remember key points of the conversation, gentlemen, and or anybody else, you know, when it comes to being with a woman. Now, when I say woman, I'm not saying female, I'm saying a woman. A real woman's going to articulate and tell you what she wants. It's not necessarily age, because I met some very articulate, smart, strong young women out here that, you know, that they got their shit together. You know, they focused, they got a mission, because maybe it was because of good upbringing, maybe it's the struggle, they want to do something better than how they was raised. But I had listened to them. But then you have some older ones that talk. You can, they know some of the worst ignorant, but anyway, you know, but if you listen to a woman and listen to what she has to say, the message would be clear in how you deal with her and how her business is. And like you said, you know, with women, the benefits of a woman supporting you. For me personally, business-wise, yeah, I made some mistakes, and I've learned from those mistakes, but I also realized that women was a big part of some of my success in business, and I have acknowledged that. And it took women to tell me that, sweetheart, it's okay. It's all good. You need to understand. And honestly, the women were my biggest support than the men was, the biggest supporters. It's not crazy, but I honor and I love that. I do. I truly do.
Yeah, women will support. You know, just like right now, where women, again, it's a movement. Women are supporting one another, where, you know, we're not rolling our eyes and looking at each other and, oh, she thinks she cute anymore. We're like, girl, you look good. That was nice. You know, you wore that. You know, we are lifting each other up and supporting each other. I support so much. I'll buy something knowing damn well I don't need it, but just because one of my sisters is selling it and I know that business may be a startup business or whatever, I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy that. It's just about the support. Men don't do that as freely as we do. I don't know why.
You know what? They do it. They do it if the women is doing it. You ever notice that?
Mm.
Have you noticed that? The men, the same way like a party. Let's think about it. A man's going to go to a party if there's nice women there. A nice women.
Yeah.
They're going to come out.
Yeah.
They'll make the phone calls.
Yeah.
They'll go to an event, and then some of our men, you know, see, what happens is our men fall in a trap with egos. You know, I'm going to try to impress her because I need her on my arm or I need her next to me. So they're going to go out their way for that woman. See, where the men get it mixed up and messed up at is when you mistreat that woman. You know, and what's the old cliche? You do not want to feel the scorn of a woman, whether it's black or white or whatever. You don't do that. Trust me. So the benefit, fellas, just from a relationship level, it benefits you more, even if it's say the relationship don't work. Now I'm on the school, some of my fellas here, whether you're young or you're old. You may have heard the story, you may have not. You may, whatever. Let me tell you something. The benefits of keeping her, you know, being honest, respecting her, said, listen, put all the expectations and the honesty up front, whether she likes it or not. At the end of the day, she's still going to respect you for being honest. It does not justify being a dog or an asshole to her. Well, I told you this is how it is. No, that's a difference. If you respect that woman, it doesn't matter where she's from. You tell her, you know, who you are, what you kind of looking for, not looking for. And if the relationship don't work, but I guarantee she'll say, you know what? I like that man. he's honest with what he's doing. You know, maybe you have kids and she don't have kids. Maybe it's just a situation she don't want to be in. Maybe you just want to date and have fun. Just be honest. You know, she'll respect you. That's a benefit of uplifting that woman, because right there alone, you're not putting another bad stigma out there about men. The one thing, well, men is no good, because I hear that so often, but you now become one of the few. And if we can get more men to accept that and understand the benefits, the benefits of uplifting and supporting and respecting our women, young and old,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this world would be a much better place. I mean, I'm just talking to our men right now. Trust me,
uh-huh.
fellas. It is such a high, high benefit when you uplift.
And it is. It's up there. It's actually one of the written benefits we do. We become better lovers. When women feel free and safe and sexy, alive and empowered, we make better partners. We take more risks, we have more fun, and we enjoy our sexuality and bodies more. Everything that you just said. So when you're uplifting that woman, she's coming home from a stressful day, and you're listening to, like Mr. Nass, he's listening to what his wife has to say afterward. So, you know, when I'm like, talk to me, he's like, but I'm listening to you. That's major, because a lot of times we want to engage in a conversation, but we want to know that you're listening and you hear what we're saying. And that makes us feel good. You gave us the attention that we needed, and, you know, you embraced us, and, I felt sexy. You know, tell me I look good. Lift me up. You know, my girlfriends told me, I bought a new outfit. All my girlfriends said, girl, you look good. I come home and he doesn't say anything, or I leave out to go out and he doesn't say anything. Make your woman feel good. Lift her up, you know. And again, you're going to have, like I said earlier in the show, a better woman. And it's equal.
Yeah.
We are natural nurturers, like some of the ladies said. That's just who they are by nature. But, you know, men, even if you're not a natural nurturer, because, you know, some you're not. That's not in your nature. Learn to lift your woman up. Give her what she needs emotionally. And when we're uplifted, we also inspire empathy and love, right? So it's a power
yes.
That permeates through our consciousness and the way we conduct ourselves. If we never choose to use this power in our lifetime, it's there. It's especially important in this right here. You just listen to Four Women by Women, and each
yeah.
of those women used grace, right? We all spoke. I'm probably the least graceful of the crew, but they all are leaders that lead with grace, and they talked about none of them talked about what we want out of this, because we don't want anything other than to see positive things for other people. We're you know, empathizing on things that we've either been through, and we want to help other people through it. You know, I talked about being a teenage mother. Life doesn't have to end because you had a baby as a young person. Being in a bad relationship, life does not end because that relationship did not work out. You didn't get the grades that you want. You didn't get the degree that you were aiming for. There's empathy for these women, and that's what we want to demonstrate, empathy and love. And when other people are giving it to us, then, you know, it's like a circular effect, right? We give it,
yeah.
we get it. We receive it, we give it back. It goes around and around. So it doesn't just have to come from other women. Men, if you've been through something, you have something you want to share, you think that an organization is positive, let us know about it. Let us know. You know, and again, that is going to not just benefit you from your in your relationships, it's going to benefit you with your daughters and your granddaughters, right? They're going to have other women to look up to. So, and you want to pour into your children, into your daughters.
Yeah, I'm taking notes here. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm taking notes. Let me ask you this. Let's give some tools. I mean, some tools. Now, you know, mind you, this is from our perspective. It doesn't say, well, we're right, wrong, or indifferent, whatever, but it's just, you know, I think we need to provide some tools or maybe some suggestions. How about that? Of things a man, you know, from a woman's perspective, what we'll do is you'll give me a perspective about what a man can do to help uplift a woman. And I'm going to start with it's a little game we're going to play here. So we're going to start first with the most basic one, relationship-wise. You know, I'll give you one. Let's do about three each category. And maybe, hopefully, we can kind of ring some bells or maybe touch on some nerves of some people that, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Duh. So let me ask, on the relationship level, name something a man can do to help uplift his girlfriend, wife. Because I would put a time on it, but I don't think it even matters. I don't think time
doesn't
matter.
So number one for me, my top is do not be a financial burden. What you make, spend it wisely, handle your business, make sure your credit score is up to par. You don't even have to have the same income. You don't have to make as much as I or anything like that. You can make way more than me. Manage what you have. Do not be a financial burden. And that may sound very shallow, but it's not. It's hard for me, and I'm just speaking from my perspective, to maintain a level of calmness. And if I know you're struggling, now if you're struggling because you just can't make ends meet and you're trying, that's one thing. But if you're just out there willy-nilly, you're wasting money. You know, I talked about my man now being frugal and wearing those sneakers until, you know, I might get some. But I appreciate that. On the flip side, there has to be a balance.
I got some sneakers for them. We need some. I mean, I got some sneakers. I got some line of different sneakers. But anyway.
But don't be a financial burden. That's serious. You know, a grown-ass man, and you coming over and you looking at me like, okay, perfect example. We're in a relationship, it's give and take. Not married. I'm just talking about dating right now. You need to borrow something from me. That too is not so much of a problem, but if I lend you $60, for instance, at a pop, then don't ask me, can you give it back to me $20 each week when you get paid? That's a financial burden, and I don't want to deal with you no more. Sorry. Lift me up by handling your business. Not by paying my bills. Lift me up by handling your business. That's my number one.
Okay. Well, I got two parts. I mean, because I'm on the fence about two of them.
Okay.
Now, all right, you tell me which one takes precedence. At first, I was thinking, okay, an uplifting your woman, relationship-wise, be established friendship. That's part of uplifting a woman. Established friendship. You know, I don't know if that's uplifting or is that support. Or the second part of this, you know, my answer was, do not be a psychological burden. And what I mean by that is, don't be overbearing. There's a song by Jennifer Hudson, Spotlight. Listen to the lyrics, fellas.
OMG. Yes.
Yeah. Listen to the lyrics. Listen. There's sometimes a man, I don't know if it's ego or whatever the case might be, become overbearing. Do not do that. You're not uplifting a woman. In fact, you're pushing her away. That's why I said it's kind of two parts. I mean, but which one would go first? You know what I'm saying? You know, would it be the friendship first or not becoming overbearing? Or do you need to establish friendship? I mean, you see what I'm saying, Diamond? I mean, on what part, you know? Help me out here.
So establish.
As a woman.
Establish a friendship. Is very uplifting because friends uplift one another. If we are true friends, you understand where I'm coming from, what I'm going through.
Good point.
You give me my space. So if that friendship turns into a relationship, you already trust me. You already know what I'm about, and you feel comfortable enough in your space not to have your spotlight on me all the time. I cannot have that. But I'm in a different space now. Men may be confused, Naz, because they're and most women go through this, but as we mature, we need our space. When we're younger, we want that man to be with us 24/7. And that's most women. That's just a part of growing up. You want him to do everything with you. You want your man with you all the time. But as women mature and we become one with ourselves, we starting to learn who we are. I don't want you to come to the mall with me. I don't want you to come to the grocery store with me. I need time by myself. You know, I've got to go over here. Don't call me 24/7. But men may be confused because if you don't stop to realize that the women that you're dealing with now are not the same age as what you dealt with 25 years ago, especially if you got married young and then you're re-entering the dating field. So they become overbearing. And sometimes they're just jerks. So I'm not going to beat up on the men's match and say that we send – no, no beating up. Sometimes they just don't know that, you know, there's a difference. This 50-something crew, we're a little different. And these millennials, they're not the same as they were when I was 20-something years old in early 30s. These young women, because of the women's movement, they know that they're leaders. They don't want the things that we may have wanted because our mamas raised us differently. Right?
That's right.
These younger women today, they're not as needy as we were. They're not overall. And, you know, on average, they're just not as needy. They know who they are, and they're out here, and they're the leaders, and they're taking charge, and they don't want that man being up underneath them all the time. Another way to uplift your woman is find out, even if you're in a relationship. Let's say now she's starting an organization for women by women, and you hear her talking about it, and she's on the phone with her team and, you know, and the rest of the members of the organization. Ask and pay attention to what's going on. Have a vested interest in her projects. You know, maybe you feel like you can't help, but offer some ideas. You're not a woman, but you can still be a part of what she's doing. Support. Even if it's an event that you can't go to, you can tell some of your boys about it. They can tell their wives about it. So take a vested interest in what she's doing. Ask questions. We love questions about our project. So that's uplifting because you feel like, wow, he's interested in this.
Wow. Actually, that was one of my questions leading into the business part, uplifting on the business level. We are so on the same page.
That
is exactly what I was going to allude to and get into about uplifting our women businesses. You know, when you have, I'm going to say, you know, yourself, you know, other people that follow us, people in positions. Oh, salute to Sig. She's listening to the show. Salute to Sig for listening. That support you as well, you know, Selena. Thank you, babe. As well as many other people. Okay, I got a text. Okay, who's this? Okay. Brooklyn, I hear you. salute. Again, you know, when you have women that support you, you got to show your gratitude. Let me say that again. If you have a women movement or just women in general that support your business, because if they're going to support your business, trust me, they're one of the top consumers out here. They're purchasing services. They're going to be supporting events. And we have someone like Miss Diamond D that does what she does. You know, she creates platforms and avenues. You got to get behind it. You got to say thank you. And it's okay to say thank you. And in return, you support her. Because, again, I said it earlier, fellas and ladies, the woman's going to something else, something special. I mean, we're talking about straight up furniture moving. There's a lot of throat punches. I mean, just you gotta support the woman. And you don't want the scorn of the woman. I'm telling you now, you don't want it. There's a lot of hits going on.
You don't want the scorn of the woman. But, you know, again, women are lifting up one another, but we definitely need the support. We need the support of the men 100%. You need women like the Partners of Four Women by Women to be these mentors. You know, pour into this organization, because there's a lot of even single fathers or, like we said, young parents who just need some support. You need to be able to we like to mentor, we like to lead, and you know, we at Four Women by Women, we're trying to do it a little bit different. Our events will be not your traditional events where you just come and you sit down and you eat and you have a speaker in front of you. No, we want to engage. We want everybody to feel a part of what we're doing, but pour into the women overall, not just for women, by women, so that you have these mentors out here. You know, you may need somebody that your daughter needs to talk to, and you might not understand it. It might not be something that you've gone through, but you have these other organizations or these women that you can say, you know what, I got a friend of a friend and my boy's wife, or, you know, and let me go over there. They might have a resource. You know, somebody that's been through this. Oh, you want to go to cosmetology school? All right, well, let's find out exactly what is involved in that and how can you be successful in that. It's not just about having a beat face. You know, we want these women to know, like, yeah, your makeup is flawless, but you don't want to just do makeup for your girlfriends. You want to work for the studios. You want to work at ABC. You want to work at NBC. You know, you want to be a makeup artist. You know, it's so, we just want to broaden their horizons. And you, the more at ease that we are, the more we can pour back into society. That's why it's important. We are natural nurturers. Keep us calm and at peace and uplifted so that we can do what we were put here to do, and that is to pour into society, take care of each other and other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the next phase of this, I think I'll lead on this one, uplifting the woman, respecting her physically. I say that we're talking about emotional, the physical, we talk about the spiritual, and we talk about finances. Gentlemen, women, you respect the women, young and old, period. Her body's a vessel. It's her choice. I mean, I know there's going to be a debate. It's her choice what, you know, what she's going to be consenting to or not consenting to. We must respect the woman, period. She's the mother earth. She's, she carries life, the life that, you know, children, carries our future, our society future, and we have to honor that. And we have to let the woman know how special she is. You know, maybe some women don't want to hear it, and that's fine. Understandable. Mm. Whatever. That's whatever floats their boat. But it's the treatment of them is imperative. It's imperative. Mm-hmm. You know, so fellas, if you have a daughter, tell her that she's a queen, she's beautiful. And if, I mean, even if you're not around your daughter, pray for her. If you're not around your kids, pray for them. Pray for them. I'm gonna tell you why. Prayer works, and I'm going a little bit, I don't go too far left, but prayer works, because when you think, you know, when your child or somebody's not looking, they are looking, they're noticing. So uplift our children, especially our young girls. Let them know that they are special, that they can grow up to be special women. Do not take advantage of them, fellas. I see a lot of grimy shit out here. That's another show. I don't want to get into it. But all I'm saying is that we have to honor our queens, young and old, physically. We are not to harm them. We are to protect them, period. That's it. I mean, that's just it's my perspective. I'm not going to say my opinion, because that's my life. But, you know, I wanted to make sure I put that out there, you know, about protecting our women. Uplifting our women. Because by all means, I'm protecting my damn women and all the women that's around me.
Yeah, and that's one of our focuses too. We're going to have efforts to end gender-based violence and promote the healing of survivors. You know, hopefully there will be a time when there are no more survivors, because there is no more domestic violence, but the reality of it is that it exists. And we want to work towards, you know, helping women remove themselves from domestic violence, but also, and it's just really just popped into my head, we're for women, by women, but maybe reaching out to the men who have been abusers. You know, if we can help them, we talk about helping the women, but let's try maybe to get partnership with somebody to help the men just stop. just stop. Why do you gotta put your hands on somebody? On a, you know, you don't want anybody beating on your mama or your daughter or anybody like that. So I would like to, even if it were anonymously, get into the head of someone who physically abuses women and find out why they do it. And then the more we know about that, then we can help our sisters. But the man who abuses physically the woman is a punk ass. Period.
That's right.
He's a punk ass. Period. You know, but unfortunately,
yes,
there's a lot out there, and I've talked about it before. It's easy to say what we wouldn't endure. It's real easy. I could sit here and say what I wouldn't endure, and what the next woman shouldn't endure. But the fact of the matter is that domestic violence exists. And we need to recognize the signs and get out of those relationships sooner than later. So that's one of our efforts as well. But men, stop it. Just stop. And if you got a boy, one of your homies or one of your dudes, one of your peoples, whatever you call them that you know that's doing it, I don't know. I feel like, Naz, if one of your homeboys is beating on his wife, you a sucker for dealing with him. You a sucker for still communicating with him, for not checking him out.
I'm not even fucking with him. You know, I mean, he's lucky that I don't put my hands on him, because all my dudes know. I mean, just real talk. Listen, man, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I'm not letting it happen. You know, I'm not letting it happen. It just will not happen. It's an unacceptable thing. But, you know, anyway. With that being said, we are getting close to that time. Again, we had a very strong, we had a strong hour and a half of women empowerment, upliftment, talk, you know, and I enjoyed it. You know, sometimes, like I said, I had to put my listening hat on compared to just hearing, you know, and I hope, and I mean it, I hope and I pray that those that tuned in, that those check out the archives, that you be a part of it, you know. Don't be afraid. Contact us. Oh, and listen, just before we get into our closing out the show, the chat line is up. We are. Chat
you
line
know,
is up. It's live.
I went to my phone.
We had a couple of texts.
And I had a notification. All right, so I have to work on that. Y'all know I love to chat, so I'm definitely going to.
We have the capabilities.
This is awesome. I'm excited.
So,
I'm very excited about that. I don't know how to work it. I'll learn over the course of the day.
It's simple. Go to the shadowworlds.com site. What happened is the host, one of the hosts, myself, or Ms. Diamond D, it'll open up. You can just start, you know, when you see the line is open, it'll say chat with us. And just type in, you know, we get it right here in our hands, and we'll respond back to you and live chat as we go. I mean, we're making moves. I mean, you know, I noticed Facebook and Instagram, all of this stuff, you chat live. But sometimes, like I said before, we got to create our own avenue, create our own platform.
Absolutely.
Be our own Black Wall Street. And that's my vision here. I mean, I have full intention to be fully automated. I'm praying on it, but we're working on it. But
And I appreciate you so much. I really, really appreciate everything that you do for me and for our network. You're phenomenal. And again, I do.
Awesome.
I just totally appreciate what you're doing. You work so hard every week. You're calling me like, I did this, I did that. I'm trying to keep up. You know, I put something in the atmosphere and you run with it. It may just be a thought. And you're like, you know what? You listen. That's what you do. You listen. And I appreciate that, because I'll just ramble on in one of our conversations. You're like, you know what? I heard you. You said something. And this is what I did. And I'm just completely impressed and grateful that, you know, you take my crazy random thoughts and bring them to fruition. So I appreciate you. Very, very
grateful.
You
got about 20 seconds, sister. Well, 15. Just about, let's do our goodbyes. I mean, it's been a
good night,
great
y'all.
Show.
Love you. Awesome.
That's
it.
Wow. Again, we bless you. We thank everybody. We love you all. Have a beautiful evening. Whatever you do, stay blessed. The lovely Ms. Diamond Dean, you're actually Mr. Naz. Good night, everyone.
All right, good night.
You know what it is, man.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
For listening to New Jersey and New York's exclusive podcast, the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This show is brought to you by Shadow Worlds Media out of the New Jersey and New York area.